And it came from the socialist countries, as far as I'm concerned, this sense of our need for democracy and true liberation. And of course, it was also the time of the black African struggles for independence. So then Nigeria and Ghana within Kumra, and Tom and Boy in Kenya, that whole beautiful wave of African impetus for independence, and also for United Africa. I particularly think of Nkrumah, who wanted a United States of Africa. He wanted all the African countries to unite against what were then, of course, the imperial colonizers, and they're still. I was in the taxi with a French, a Haitian the other day, and I was saying, you know, France and Europe has never forgiven Haiti for being a black republic that vanquished the imperial enemy, France, and they're still paying debts to France for their own liberation. You know, they have to pay back, with all that poor country, they have to pay back the money that they said was stolen from the French when they became a republic. It's crazy, you know, absolutely crazy. But enough of that. We have many struggles, and I think the struggles are based maybe on human nature. The desire to have what somebody else has, the desire to have more than somebody else has, the desire to take away what someone else has so that you can have more of your own. Is that part of the human being? I don't know. Did the caveman fight as we fight? Or the insanity of Trump talking to North Korea the way it does, or he does, Trump, without realizing what peril we're putting the world in when two idiots start to fight. What happens to, when the elephants fight, then the ants are destroyed. That's what will happen to us. Well, so I have to be involved in all struggles for human liberation, for human rights for all people. Whether it means political independence, you know, it certainly means economic independence. What is South Africa now? It is still in the hands of the people who fostered apartheid, because it's an economic stranglehold on the country. And unfortunately, the African leaders in that country too have played right into their hands by being even more oppressive than the Boer were. So they were taught by thieves, and then they became a thief. So they're stealing the country. The same thing happened in Russia, you know. They're stealing the state. I was so sick in the last time I was there and saw beggars on the streets of Africa, of Moscow and Kiev. People have stolen the state, you know. And the dream of a world of plenty and a world for all, and that people should be recompensed for their labor and recompensed equally and fairly and justly. There's enough for all. There's no need for hunger in the world. There's no shortage of food. It's a shortage of the money to buy the food. And who's responsible for that? Well, you have to. That's what activism means. You have to be aware of what's going on and wage alongside of others who feel the same way you do. And if it means that capitalism is a handmaiden of poverty and inequity, then we've got to get rid of capitalism. Simple as that, as I'm concerned, which is why one of the reasons I belong to the Granny Peace Brigade, because we feel that war is such a vicious and evil misuse of all of our resources, and most important, our human resources, because war kills civilians, men, women, and children, and it kills the soldiers, who are all young, all healthy and beautiful young men, sent off to what? Which is why how the Granny Peace Brigade was formed. In the first Iraq war, we went to the Army Recruiting Center. The women said, send us, we've lived our lives, send the troops back home, send us, we're old, we can die. We cannot let them die. So they arrested us, and there was a trial, and 18 of us each had our day in court, and the judge decided that we were exercising our First Amendment rights of free speech, so we were acquitted. We were acquitted. But we're still struggling for peace in the world, against nuclear weapons, which should be abolished. I always say that on Hiroshima and Nagasaki Day, we should have the smell of burning flesh all over every major city, so you get a sense of what it is. 150,000 people to die in a flash because we, you know, or to be vaporized on a piece of a building. We need to smell burning flesh. That's what it is. And then we'll be sickened and we won't have any war. It's got to make sense. Well, all of that is, I am an activist, or I'm an advocate. I advocate for peace and equality, true development for all human beings, and particularly that our all children, because all children of the world belong to us, that they must grow up to fulfill their best potential. They must have that opportunity.